listening to Go On with Jess Leach, part of the Treehouse Lifestyle Network. Go On is a weekly chat with interesting people on the topics of style, food, design, and the like. On this episode of Go On, I'm joined by two-thirds of the Art Collective team, Justin Chick and Brian Goldstein. Art Collective is a design consultancy based on the idea of collaboration. Justin focuses on strategy, and Brian drives the business development for the trio. So Justin and Brian, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Jess.
Yeah. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Art Collective? You guys are relatively new.
We are.
So tell me a little bit about Art Collective.
Sure. So we are really new. We became legal in December, but the idea had been percolating for a few months before that. I actually met Justin in real life, not just on Twitter, at a Treehouse event back in May of last year. And I'd already met Billy because we had worked at the same place together. And conversations led on to way. And, you know, eventually it was like, well, why don't we just work together? And so we started working together, started doing projects together, and just made sense to form a company around it.
Cool. So when you say Art Collective is a consultancy based on the idea of collaboration, what does that really mean? So it's like these three dudes who all have different strengths, who are working together on specific projects, I assume. Justin actually just worked on the new City in a Jar website with me. Lots and lots of weird text messages to him.
Very late at night, too.
They were at 10:30. Not very late at night. So I know you guys kind of do that collaboration type stuff, but tell me what the core focus for you guys is.
Yeah, so we'd like to collaborate because obviously we can't do everything because there's only three of us. So kind of at the core of belief is, you know, if we focus very intensely on what we're very good at and the stuff that we're not so good at, we can hand that off to somebody else. So we can, you know, either partner with them or, you know, say, well, hey, actually, we're not photographers, but we know some photographers. So let's introduce those people and let's bring them to the table.
Yeah, and a great example of that is we're working on a client project right now. And I don't know if you know her, Savannah Davis, Savvy Story, right over here at Nebula. Great, great lady. She's helping this client with their content strategy.
Okay.
And we're helping with the rest of the site. So that's what we're about. We want to find the talented people that we can trust and help make some great projects for people.
Yeah, so you guys don't claim to be an agency in and of yourselves with the three of you. You're very much into working with other people whose strengths you're kind of missing between the three of you.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, we're designated hitters. We're not utility infielders.
That was some sort of sports reference that
Sorry,
I didn't entirely understand.
It means that, you know, we're really specialized, right? Justin is a fantastic strategic mind, and he is also a kick-ass, can I say that on the here?
Yeah, you can
yeah,
say
okay.
that.
A front-end developer. And, you know, it wouldn't make sense for us to try to duplicate that work. And it wouldn't make sense for him to try to step into what Savannah can do. And so, you know, it's just about putting the right team together for the right project.
Yeah. So where's Art Collective going to go? How's it going to grow? What kind of projects are you working on right now that you can tell me about?
Yeah, so we can tell you about a couple things. We just did some work for a funded startup over at T-Rex, and that was just a simple landing page assignment, but we loved working with them. They were extremely prepared and just handed us over it, and we turned it around really fast, and we'd love to do more projects like that. We've kind of found a groove with other startups, and kind of what we talked about when we met at the Treehouse thing was we're finding people to grow with, and we love that. But we're also doing a great project for a community improvement district in town, and I don't know how much we can talk about that. They put us up on their Instagram, so I guess we can talk about that some. But we're doing their whole branding program again, and we're redoing their site. So those are a couple of the things that we're working on, and we have a lot more in the works. As far as growth, I don't know. I mean, we're still figuring that out, I think.
Yeah. So something that we've been talking about is this, we call it Art Collective Office Hours. So, you know, right now, it is just a Twitter hashtag, OCOH. And, you know, for other creatives out there or other, you know, other freelancers who just want to need to talk to somebody for that moral support, you know.
Or actual answers to your questions.
And actual answers with moral support.
Of course.
You know, it's like, well, you're not alone out there. You know, it's like, well, how come my proposals are always getting shut down? Or how do I come up with an actual pricing strategy? Stuff like that. So that's what Office Hours is right now. But, you know, we've got kind of a larger vision for it. And I think it's going to be pretty cool, pretty exciting.
So you're really, beyond doing the client work, looking to be a resource for freelancers out there as well.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. I mean, for all of us, we all have pretty varied backgrounds. But one thing that we have in common is that we all eventually had to go and fend for ourselves as freelancers. And we found that it's really important to have a community of people that you trust and people to rely upon. In fact, that's how Justin and I got to be such great friends.
Yeah, that's exactly how it happened. You know, like Brian said, we met IRL at Treehouse. And then, you know, I was like, hey, do you want to go on a mandate and have some lunch?
You guys watched The Notebook and we did not, cried together.
We did not
really
do
bonded.
That. That came later.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
So what really
next
happened?
Next podcast. Yeah, so, you know, we had lunch, talked shop, and then, you know, next thing you know, Brian's like, hey, what do you think about this project? You know, shooting off a text or, you know, I'd be stuck somewhere and just want another smart person to talk to.
Usually talking him off the cliff from suing somebody.
Oh, a lot.
Does Justin threaten lawsuits a lot?
Just this one time, but I remember it like clear as day. This particular client of his was like 60 days past due, and yeah. It was fun, but that community, right? Like the thing that's been very powerful for us as people and as professionals is something that we think is valuable to other professionals. And we want to try to bring that to as many people as we can.
Absolutely. I had a stint where I was freelancing for about 6 months and knew where to find the resources online, but not a ton of it was local.
Right.
So, you know, should I ever take that path again? It's nice to know that there's something out there that's being built right now.
Well, job security is a myth, right? Like, we're all ultimately self-employed.
I like to think I'm pretty secure in my job, but yes.
Yeah. So I'd wager that these are going to be valuable skills and a valuable community for just about anybody who's in the working world. But obviously our focus is that, you know, tired, poor freelancer who's, you know, what do I do?
Right. Right, cool. So I would also like to mention that Billy is not here, but a part of your trio.
He got
William
blues tickets.
Frazier. Justin told me he was sick.
No. What?
Billy
is sick,
but he's going to a blues game.
He's going to a blues game. Where he'll get more sick.
Yeah, blues fever. That's what he's sick with.
Playoffs are right around the corner.
Oh, man, I feel totally duped.
I don't think I lied, though.
You texted. I have it in text. Billy's sick and can't
come.
He
really does look like death warmed over, though. That is 100% accurate.
All right, where Billy is this evening aside, yeah. I just wanted to say that Billy is actually how I found out about you guys.
Right.
Because we went to college freshman year together. And you
T-R-U.
Know. At Truman, yeah, I didn't continue on with my education at Truman. I left after the first semester. But I did meet Billy, which led me to you guys and the new site refresh. I got totally thrown off by Billy not being sick. So what else? What else about our collective or about cool things you guys are doing?
Well, we could talk about Billy for a second.
Okay, let's talk about Billy for a second.
So Billy, like, the reason it's the three of us is because we all have complementary skills. And what Billy really brings to the table, like Justin is a very direct person and he makes very dry, that's a programmer term, do not repeat yourself code, which is a very good thing. And
I like to think he's just like dry in person.
Yeah, that's what I thought Brian was going with, because that's also true.
That is also true. He hates repeating his lunch order, let alone anything having to do with the
that
project.
That makes our conversations like, there's a lot more context to our conversations now.
Whereas Billy is like your typical creative thinker. He's the forest, and he can't possibly even see the trees, let alone the bark. So we play off of each other in a very good way, and we could not do what the quality of work that we want to do without Billy. And also, he's the driving force behind OC Office Hours. It's his idea, you know. And, you know, he's by no means a junior partner. We're all very equal partners. We could not be our collective without Billy.
Yeah, he's just not here.
He's just not here.
Because he's in a Blues game, whatever. Yeah. I love Billy. I love his work. I saw that he was back in St. Louis and doing these great St. Louis facade things.
Yes, those prints are available on his market, Square
they
Market.
They are. You can also buy them at Rye's Coffee Shop, right?
There should be some there.
Yeah. I commissioned one for Spoked Bikes over Christmas.
Yes.
But Billy does some great work. Let's talk about where you guys do your work from. Because a lot of times when you're freelance, it's like, oh, well, do I do this at home on my couch? Or do I go spend hours and hours and thousands of dollars on coffee at coffee shops? Or do I work out of a nice bar like Earthbound Brewery?
So we work out of Tech Artista.
Yes.
And it was only by me physically going to Tech Artista that I was able to meet Billy. You know, it was literally one day Brian has texted me and says, hey, you need to come down here. You just got to meet this guy. And the three of us sat down. We were talking. It was kind of like fantasy level. What would your awesome best case scenario job be like? You know, if I could only focus on one thing, what would it be? If Brian could only focus on one thing, what do you want to do? If, you know, Billy, what's the one thing that you only want to be doing? And during the course of that conversation, it was clear to me that we at least need to be working, the three of us together, a lot more often. And yeah, the absolute next day, I walked back over to Tech Artista, because it's like a 15-minute walk from where I live. And it's like, all right, membership, take my card, I want to do it.
Take my money.
Yeah, which they were happy to do, obviously.
So for those who are listening and don't know what Tech Artista is, it's a co-working space in the Central West End. Do you guys want to elaborate maybe a little bit more since you're members?
So it's a fantastic environment. And we usually work out of like this third floor co-working space. And there's that community that we keep talking about. And that's so useful for a freelancer. And you just don't feel like you're alone anymore. But more than that, I mean, like, the space itself is physically cool. It used to be an architecture firm. There's a lot of M.C. Escher-esque kind of architecture. They had the Screwed Arts Collective come in and paint the pyramid that's in the middle of it, and it looks incredible. And they threw an amazing party afterwards.
Yeah, so the physical space of Tech Artista, it speaks to collaboration. It's very open. There are offices, but every office has, you know, one wall that's just about all windows. So, you know, even if you're in there with the door shut, you're still part of the community. You're still, you know, ideas are going in and out. And it's also pretty normal for, you know, like this afternoon, two guys are talking about a project, and then
they're like, hey, can you take a look at this for us? Yeah. And then suddenly work relationships come out of that. I don't know if you guys are fans of Parks and Rec, but, you know, Amy Poehler said, you know, great relationships come from doing great work together. And Tech Artista helps foster that environment.
Brian,
so
I
it's a really good environment.
You told
for
me that was a BJ Brian Goldstein original quote.
Man.
Nothing, very little I say is original.
You guys.
The truth comes out.
Very little I say is original. I don't know. Bill is always getting on me, like, you should write these down. I'm like, nah, not really. No, I don't think so.
Plagiarism.
Well, it would be if I didn't cite them.
He cited Amy Poehler for that.
Yeah. I'm happy to. She's fantastic. But it's run by a great group of guys. There's dudes there. There's ladies there. It's a very...
Yeah, it's a great space.
I've been inside.
I was at the party for the big pyramid reveal. It's a very fun environment.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And yeah, like tomorrow there's going to be a lunch and learn. They bring in catered things. They have a couple speakers. Get like a great lunch. You usually learn something. I'm going to say usually. I don't know. I don't know what everybody's into. But I always learn something. So it's been very good for me.
So what are you doing when you're not working on all these awesome projects and collaborating with really cool people?
Justin, you know, you're far more interesting than my off-working hours. So I'm married, very happily so, very, very excited
good to
about
hear.
That. But
one would hope
that's,
it's happily
that's my
so.
Focus in my off hours is I spend time with my wife, who, thank God, finally has like a 9-to-5 job and I don't have to work around retail to see her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, for the most part, it's doing some of the things that I'm already involved in and spending time with my wife, my cat.
Okay.
Love my cat. I'm boring.
So, Justin.
I'm old.
I read a lot of comic books.
Okay, well, cats and comic books. I don't know. I think that my Grey's Anatomy obsession might be a little bit more interesting than the two of you combined. So, anything else you want to add?
Yeah, so by the time this airs, I'll have spoken at St. Louis Word Camp 2015. And hopefully by then they'll have my presentation notes and video of it actually up. And you can come and look at that.
Good. I'll be talking about that in the show notes.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about the things we do at Art Collected to build WordPress sites responsibly and what that means to us. So
cool. Justin, anything you want to add?
No.
You have nothing?
Nothing.
You have no ending word, no parting farewell?
Farewell.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here today, guys. If you want to talk to these fine gentlemen on Twitter, the handle for our collective is
_WeROC, which is that. But you can also reach us at @JAEChick and at Brian Goldstein. That's Brian with an I. Otherwise, it's Burion.
Okay. I hope you guys understood that. I'll also put that in the show notes. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Jess.
Thanks, Jess.
Produced by Hug Monster Sound at Shock City Studios. And thank you for listening. Check out cityinajar.com for more stories and for bonus content from this episode. You can tell me what you thought on Twitter @JessLeach. And listen in next week when I ask someone else to go on.